Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
He's Alex Ferrario, that's Tanner Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley, and we are very happy to go out to the Brownie and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. He's going to be filling in for me the next couple of days with my guy Alex Ferrario. Kerbs, how you doing, man?
Brandon, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So we were talking earlier today. We do a segment called More Likely to Happen. I wanted to get your thoughts on this, Kerbs. With the COVID situation and fewer fans in the stands right now, do you get the sense that this is a year where an underdog is more likely to go deep into the postseason than in a typical year?
Yes. I don't know I don't know how much COVID and stuff has to do with that. I just think that when I look at the 16 teams that are in the playoffs, I could see a scenario where any one of those 16 teams wins their opening series, you know, and it's, there's just that much parity in the National Hockey League. And I think that's what's going to make it such a challenge. Like the Blues, without a doubt, will go in as an underdog, whether they're playing Colorado or Vegas. But I don't think the Blues winning that series would be all that shocking to anybody if they were able to do it. They've played really well against these teams, you know, and just need some bounces to go their way. So put all that together, and I think it's just going to still be a bit of a weird one, because what's going to happen is once you get out of your division, you're going to play a team that you haven't seen all year long. And I think the rest of the divisions are going to be shocked when they try and play the heavy style of hockey that we've seen here in the West.
Yeah, I think we all can agree, Kerbs, that this division has been the toughest division and will be the toughest division to take on. But what's another division that you like right now in terms of that first couple of rounds of the playoffs that you think will be tough once they get through it?
Well, Carolina and Nashville to me, Alex, those like that. And then you've got Florida playing Tampa. I mean, that you've got excellent coaching in those series. You've got really, really good teams. And you saw how Nashville sent a message to Carolina. Once they knew they were playing them in the first round, Nashville pounded Carolina in these last two games that they played. So that, to me, those are the ones I think that are probably going to be the most intriguing. You know, but you got to be excited to see Boston and their style against Washington's. And then, just the heated rivalries of what you'll see up in Canada.
Yeah.
But to me, I think the heaviest hockey outside of this division that the Blues are in is going to come from the Carolina-Nashville series.
The one other NHL storyline that I wanted to get your thoughts on before we get into the Blues, Kerbs, is this Jack Eichel situation up in Buffalo. Does this remind you at all of what took place with Ryan O'Reilly with the end there?
Yeah, because, I mean, they've got to get this one right. First off, they've got to figure out if Jack Eichel is going to be healthy. And there's always a problem when a player is saying that I'm not getting the medical attention that I need. We wanted to do surgery. The team didn't want to, and the team is trumping his decision on that. So that's one real issue. But, yeah, this does remind you of the Ryan O'Reilly situation. And it's ironic how, you know, the Buffalo Riders and even, you know, some of the fans of Buffalo responded when Ryan O'Reilly talked about the fact that he hated losing. And now you've got a bunch of young players that are saying that same thing. It's hard to really turn a culture around. They're having a hard time doing it there. And to be honest with you, they end up having to trade Jack Eichel. First off, they'll get a load for it, which is good. It may be a good thing for Jack Eichel. I don't know that it's a good thing for the Buffalo Sabres. You know, and it's almost a sad situation that you've gone as bad as they have gone for as long as they have done it, right? And then they find themselves in this situation. But Kevin Adams is a good man. Kevin Adams is a guy that I do think can turn that culture around. It's just going to take some time, but it's going to take a gutsy play right here, because if you do trade Jack Eichel, you better get an absolute load for him that turns your franchise around immediately.
Curbs on the Blues angle. A lot of people talking about it. We found out today Klim Kostin is going to be playing in tonight's matchup as the quarantine period is done. What do you think Craig Berube's looking for from this kid in terms of if he can be in this lineup on a consistent basis?
Just straight line hockey. I talked to Chief this morning about it. Just straight line hockey. Play a north-south game. Go hard to the front of the net. Use your 6'3", 220-pound body and get to the front of the net. Now, he's got a really good shot. He's got a strong shot. He's not going to come in and just light up the world offensively. That's not his game. He has some good offensive ability. But for him to just use his size, he can come in and take advantage of this opportunity, Alex. And if he does, he could easily find himself playing in the playoffs because the Blues could use that size. They could use that intensity. And the little bit of time that the coach has spent around him, he says, yeah, you can definitely see the confidence of a player that went over and had a great year in the KHL. So he's going to play on a line, it looks like, tonight with Robert Thomas. And so I'm curious to see, you know, how that works out with Robert Thomas being able to get into the puck in a straight-line style of play that Chief is looking for out of Kostin.
Curbs, we talked about this on the fourth period the other night, and of course the Blues are still looking for that left winger to play with O'Reilly and Perron. Do you see a scenario where Kostin might get an opportunity to showcase himself up there with those two?
Yeah, well, you know what? We asked Chief about both those scenarios. One, is Kostin a potential top six player? And then also about the left wing situation for O'Reilly and Perron. And there's two angles that he took on it. One, they really thought after last year that Zach Sanford would be able to fill that role, and it's just been too inconsistent for him there. So it has been an issue and a struggle for them to find someone consistently on that line with those two guys. In terms of could Kostin be it, well, potentially he might be able to be it, but Chief said that it's so late in the season that that's not something that's really going to be able to be answered probably until next season and to get a really good idea of what he looks like over a bigger stretch of games.
Curbs, final question that I've got for you. There's two games left for the Blues. Neither of them are meaningful in terms of the standings for the Blues. We know they're going to be fourth in the playoffs for this West Division, regardless of what happens. What are the other things that you're watching for in these two games? Like, what do you want to see? I know, obviously, good hockey. We want to see that from the Blues. But are there any line combinations or specific players that are trying to play themselves into the lineup for the postseason? What are the individual things you're looking for from the Blues in these last two games that could pay off in the playoffs?
Well, the first thing that I'm hoping for out of these two games is health, that we don't get anybody nicked up in these last two games. So that's first and foremost. We'll see Tyler Bozak rest tonight. Zach Sanford will play in the middle on that fourth line and fill that role. I think what I'm looking for is some energy and some effort from some of the younger guys to show Craig Berube that they want to be in the lineup for the playoffs there, Brandon. I think there's opportunity. We just talked about one. There's an opportunity on the left wing on the top line. There's an opportunity on that fourth line. Mackenzie McEachran is going to get back in today, but Craig Berube has really liked the way Dakota Joshua has played and likes the fact that Joshua could play the middle. He's made heady decisions. He's made good puck decisions, you know, and he seems to – you notice him when he plays every single game that he has played, and I think that stands out. So I'm looking for some scenarios like that to find out how that fourth line could come together, who takes the reins, and then who earns one of those rare spots available, because the Blues are still looking for some consistency from some of those younger guys.
Should
the
be
other
fun.
Thing that I'd really be looking for is you know, I'd really like to see, it would be awesome to see Jaden Schwartz kind of heat up a little bit here, because we know how impactful he could be. So if we see in these next couple games even a few more attempts at the net for him, that's something I'd really like to see.
Gonna be a lot of fun to watch. Blues versus Wild pregame with Alex Ferrario coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale have puck drop for you at 8, and Chris Kerber will be filling in tomorrow and Friday with Alex on the show for me. So I do appreciate that, Kerbs. Thanks so much for filling in for me over the next couple of days.
You got it. Good luck with the move into the house.